So the Gemara's focus, or heavy focus, was on the idea of cheskas hamishtamer, that in order to ensure that the wine would be considered, would not be considered yayin nesach, would still be kosher, was assuming that it was cheskas hamishtamer. Once, as long as we can verify it was cheskas hamishtamer, everything is fine. And everyone wanted to know what was cheskas hamishtamer. And if you look back in the Gemara gave two answers. The Gemara's first answer was if it can come within a kedei meal, if it's something that would take less than 18 minutes. I'm sorry. Even let's read it again. Hareshayu chamaravu polav tuunin taharos afilu hiflig mehen kedei meal. Even if he traveled more than 18, let's say he traveled 18 minutes away, everything is still going to be tahor. In other words, he didn't tell him he was leaving. He said it, but he left. So if he left and his distance is 18 minutes or less, it's still considered like he's nearby. And they're going to be the idolaters, the Ovdei Kochavim, won't do a tamper with the wine, which implies that if it's more than a meal, if it's more than 18 minutes, then the Ovdei Kochavim may very well tamper with the meal. That was may tamper with the wine. That was the first answer. But the Gemara then went on and gave a different answer. And the other answer is, what's considered cheskas hamishtamer has nothing to do with 18 minutes. Rather, cheskas hamishtamer is whether the balabayas has another way to get back to the house. If there's another way to get back to the house, then at that point, the Ovdei Kochavim will never want to tamper with the item, assuming they weren't told he was going on a trip, because at that point they don't know. He may come back on the regular road, but he may take a back road, and they'll be surprised, and as a result, they're not going to take that risk. Tosos writes, based on Pashat Pshat and Samach Tesamet Aleph, Dibra Maskil Heichidami, he says, what's the Maskana of the Gemara? Clearly, the Maskana of the Gemara is the last thing, that Cheskas HaMishtamer has to do with Derech HaKalason. If there's an additional way to get back to the house, then the Ovdei Kochavim are always going to be concerned, and they're never going to tamper with the wine. Whatever happened to the answer of the meal? Well, the idea of the 18 minutes seems to be a Havamina, and it was ultimately rejected. That seems to be the Pashut Pshat, and that is also the way that the Rush understands the Gemara as well. However, the Rambam has a different Pshat, a different halacha. The Rambam writes that Nachri Shayamavir im Yisrael kada yayin mimakom lamakom. If an idolater or a Nachri was transporting Yisrael's wine from place to place, and the Jew was going after, was following them, afilu hifligu mimenu kidei mil mutaros, even if the Yisrael went away, took a break, and it was kidei mil, it was 18 minutes away, it would still be mutter. So what do you see from the Rambam? The Rambam is bringing back the whole concept of meal. So not only does he not mention the whole idea of akalason, that there's another way to get there, but he actually uses what seemed to have been the Havamina. So how does that work? So different ways to the Rishonim try to understand it or Achronim try to understand it in different ways. Perhaps the simple answer is that the whole idea of Derech Akalason was said in respect to the laws of Taharos, not in the laws of Yayinesach. So when the Gemara was saying Heichi Demi Cheskas HaMishtamer, and the first answer was about the meal, well, about 18 minutes, well, it says the Rambam, that 18 minutes is connected to Yayinesach. When the Gemara gave a second answer while discussing Taharos and mentioned Derech Akalaso, and that was specifically unique and germane to the Taharos question, but not to the question of Yayinesach. So that is that's how the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam, and maybe there are other ways. The Chasam Sofer has a different way to understand the Rambam, but the point is that the Rambam has a different sheet, a different way to understand the Gemara of Yain, of the idea of Yain Nesach, that Cheskas HaMishtamer is a din in a meal, din in 18 minutes. If you're within 18 minutes, then it's Mishtamer. If it's more than 18 minutes, it's no longer Mishtamer. And that idea brings us to another concept, a concept that we'll probably get to later on in the Masechta, which is the concept of discussion of Yichud. See, what we're now saying is, in essence, is that in order to assume that the idolater won't tamper with the wine, you have to be in the area within 18 minutes. Now, there is a similar halacha in Hilchos Yichud, which is that if a man is secluded with a married woman, there's no concern, there's no violation of Yichud, if provided that Baila Ba'ir, the husband, is in the same city. So the question is, what exactly does the same city mean? Because the same city could mean a huge city. It could be the city of New York, and you can't get from one place to the next for an hour because of the traffic. That's considered Baila Ba'ir, because the husband is somewhere in the city. We're going to assume that his wife and another man are possibly not going to do anything inappropriate. No, that shouldn't break the yichud. Maybe they won't do anything inappropriate, but that doesn't break the yichud because he's an hour away. So what does Baila Ba'ir mean? How do we understand the concept of Baila Ba'ir? And what if you are living in our area in Jersey, where you have the city of Linden and the city of Rahway and the city of Roselle are all like within a 30 seconds of each other. So if a husband is in Roselle and the wife is in Linden and another man comes into the house in Linden, that's a problem because he's no longer in the city. How do we deal with this question? So one of the ways that this is dealt with, the Shailos Chuvas Pas HaSadeh, he says, well, what do you mean? The whole concept of Baila Ba'ir can be explained. We can answer it from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Samach Tesamar Aleph. We have this concept of Kedei Mil. Just like if the owner of the wine was within 18 minutes of the house, we're going to assume that the idolater will be afraid to tamper with the wine, and therefore the owner, the Yisrael, is essentially a shomer for his wine since he's within 18 minutes away. So too, when a husband is within 18 minutes from his house, or from where his wife is, who's secluded with another man, then he is a shomer for his wife, and there's no issue of yichud. And that's one way to understand the geder of Baila Ba'ir.